Supporters have welcomed Senator John Edwards to Concord, New Hampshire, after his second-place showing in the Iowa caucuses. Senator Edwards says he's pleased with how the Iowa turned out.
It was a terrific, terrific affirmation by the caucus goers in Iowa that they're really looking for a president who makes them hopeful again.
Well, now you're in New Hampshire. Will your message change from what it was in Iowa?
No. My message is who I am. I mean, this entire campaign for me is about bringing change to the country and lifting up the American people, and it's an optimistic, positive message. It's based on the politics of hope and what's possible, and that's not going to change.
Well, you're in John Kerry's backyard. Doesn't he have an advantage in New Hampshire? Well,
sure he does. I mean, he's just better known here, but they all had advantages in Iowa too, Bob. But they were, you know, we were dramatically outspent by the three other top candidates, and this message is just too powerful. I think it will get through here in New Hampshire as it will every place else.
What are people specifically responding to in your message?
I think that what's happened is Americans need a president, and they're looking for a presidential candidate who has, first, a very specific vision for change in this country, change in Washington and change across America, addressing the two public school systems, the two health care systems, you know, one public school system for the more affluent communities, one for everybody else. But I think a piece of that is they're also looking for somebody who's not a typical politician. When they see these politicians attacking each other, they are absolutely certain of one thing, that they're not listening to the problems people face. And I think the reason this message works so well in Iowa and it will work so well everywhere else is it rises above all that, and it's focused on the voters themselves.
Well, now you go up against Wesley Clark and Joe Lieberman, who didn't participate in Iowa. How will they affect your campaign in New Hampshire?
They will not affect my campaign. You know, both General Clark and Joe Lieberman decided to withdraw from Iowa. My view is if you're going to run a national campaign, you have to run a national campaign. I mean, I want to be the Democratic nominee for the entire country.
How do you feel about Dick Gephardt leaving the race?
I think it's sad. I think Dick Gephardt is one of the finest people I've ever known. He's certainly one of the finest people that's ever served us in public life. And I think it's a loss to the discussion.
How are your campaign finances holding up?
They're doing great, and they're getting better every minute.
After the New Hampshire primary is South Carolina, are you guaranteed a win there?
I believe I'll win South Carolina. It's a place where I was born, and I feel very strong and very comfortable there. Now, we'll do well. Once we go from New Hampshire to South Carolina and Oklahoma, a whole group of states where I expect to do very well.
As you said, you're trying to focus on the positive. Isn't that difficult in a campaign with so many people you have to distinguish yourself from?
You're absolutely right. I think that's been the issue up until about 3 weeks ago. But at the end of the day, the voters themselves get to decide. If they hear the message, they'll respond to it.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Bob.
Democratic presidential candidate Senator John Edwards.